Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Good morning, everyone. and the presence of the material body. The material body is completely separate from the spirit soul. And the parents and the presence of the body are superfluous. The practice of austerity and penance is meant to understand the distinction between the body and the soul. And how the soul can be affected by the pleasures and the pains of the body. John Paul was positive, situated on a platform of self-realization. He was completely aloof from the body of conception, and therefore he immediately took this position and convinced the king that whatever contradictory things the king had said about his body did not absolutely apply to him as a spirit soul. It's a very long conversation. We're very limited on time. This is John Paul's response to the poem for Hitler. And of course, the problem says that because the king is involved in the water room, and this year, in terms of years of material wheelchair, but he did not have a bit of time causing that goal. Fixation of consciousness to offer up the incentive of having definitely been spiritually, so because of his other modes of nature, of time to be specifically, then man's spiritual intelligence is bothered or contaminated in thought. So the problem tonight that the process of this consciousness is a process of purification. In order to become free and purified from the common room and the living room. And so the Bible set up this welcome in order that we may come to the Lord of Humans, the suffering king, which was free and purified from the common room and the living room. And primarily to come to be following strictly the Lord of Principles and by example, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So far, this program is mostly based on the standing Pokemon, means throwing and chanting, Hare Krishna, narrations of Hare Tongues, Hare Guitar, Krishna Guitar, Krishna Nihon. And so far, I explain that this is the medicine to purify the heart and the consciousness. And that the violet is the Krishna Prasadam, the Vinayak Prasadam. And together, that medicine, the Vinayak Prasadam, and the Krishna Prasadam, is the expert treatment program to purify, to purge in that mind. So, for the Bible explains, how is it time to come to the platform of suffering? By following strictly the rules and regulations instructions of the spiritual master. Spiritual masters give general instructions which are meant for all of us to get early, take cold bath, chant their rounds, come to the temple, worship the Tantatam. By these regulations are meant for every one of us as directors. And also the spiritual master is giving specific instructions. But it says that the benefit really understands the psychophysical nature of his student or his disciple, and then that engages them appropriately according to the nature. So if he's strictly follow those instructions, that is very seriously sincerely trying to live up the offenses in our chanting, and strictly following the four rules of the principles, then I would say they will become very enthusiastic in supporting the spiritual life, and then very quickly, you can become purified with standing doing and running doing. So, part of the life that you can at least confess to the pattern of suffering. but the one that was to become ultimately conscious and beyond domino was the form to become Vaishnavas. And the Shiva, pure Vaishnava, would be actually higher than domino. So this Sattva Gun and Rajas Gun, Tamas Gun, this is all Hindu Gun, both in the pure nature, in speech and bodily doctrine. And that is the two desires, and similar desires become less and less and less and less and less. But this is bringing on the fruit of this materialism, which is a disease of the heart. And specifically, it's a last, which is most difficult one. This is a heart disease. So, by taking a very strong medicine, and by taking a decent desire, then gradually we can purify ourselves of these lower modes of nature from within. Rajagun and come to the form of Sattva Gun. And from Sattva Gun, she offers a visit stepping stone how to come to full Sattva Gun, how to come to the transcendental Gun. And once the form of Krishna is Atma, Atma, by being related to Krishna. So, Bhagavad says, in times of the time, they are under the laws of material nature. And then you can understand really Krishna with a sort of people have difficulty understanding. And so the fact is, there's not enough to have pure mental understanding to say that they're not as ready. But we must come into the platform of the soul, and we must realize the Atma, Paramatma, Jagadguru, Krishna, which is the one in the heart of every. So the Bhagavad Gita is ultimately that Atma is so meant to take direction and instruction to person from that Jiva Guru, from Krishna, who can help. So to understand the soul, the realization, not theoretically, and to understand the Supreme Soul, to understand Krishna, that requires a lot of purification, purity, simplicity, and the qualities of that. Ultimately, it's mercy of Krishna. And mercy of the Guru, mercy of the spiritual master, what we can become purified to understand really, practically, the soul and the transcendental. So, we're following the rules and the regulations performing austerity and penance, and after that, ultimately performing purification, we say in the preface to the spiritual master, the Guru Mukha Padma Bhakta to prepare for the Akhand. No longer desire to be there, but to purify my heart and my consciousness. I hear this Hari Gita is emanating from the lotus mouth. So, desiring, only desiring that type of purification that comes by association with Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas who speak pure. And the type of vision manifesting in that mode and manifesting in that Buddha. But this is a theoretical understanding that Krishna cannot manifest. It must be pure. And Krishna will be able to manifest if we can hear that sound of devotion. The end is about hearing from the Bhagavad Guru, Shri Vaishnava, is that our heart and consciousness can be cleansed and purified. That was the part of Swastis and Sovereign hearing. And he says that this is the first and most important aspect of the personal life. It's a very good question. So now that is the purpose of trying to be a devotion to society, but this consciousness is to create centers that serves in time and year and in this time. And those are having the having consciousness and that we are in process and then learn how to render devotions in this solution. So, in the case of passing on the process of this consciousness, the path of purification and converting the other burden to allow human beings long before to perform divine austerity, to become free from this time of war and residue. And we see in the burden of it, there is so much heat in his left being behind him, full of spiritual dying. So he could not understand Krishna, he could not understand the soul, he could not understand the exalted position of Lord Bhagavata. Because only he can see the body, he could not understand even on fourth dimension transcendental cosmic. And so the Lord explains that these people here in the material world, they have already contaminated, especially by common gloom, and living for everyone. And since the people are sort of infected by that contamination, and it's very, very difficult to understand really, practically, you know, what is spiritual life. So, some of the things that the only thing Sarah can do is to desire. The controller of the energies Krishna is. And so, as I read recently, the Prabhupada said that we cannot even purify ourselves in ourselves. So, it requires mercy from the Sri Guru Nanda, Sri Guru Krishna, in order to purify our consciousness from this contamination and this disease condition. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, but show special mercy to my devotees. I destroy that karma, that practice, which I have on my devotee. So, to that Krishna's special mercy, Yasha, Sahaja, Kavana, Kisara, Yasha, Kisara, Nanda, Tipu, Tobi. So, if I had explained in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that without using a spiritual mercy, you cannot please Krishna. Without using the benefit of Guru, you cannot get mercy from Guru, mercy from Krishna. And that mercy is required. It requires Krishna's special mercy in order to become truly glorified by this material contamination. Our contamination of Krishna's energies, and Krishna, Rishikesha, is the master and controller of this mind and the mind and the senses. So if you get mercy of Guru and Krishna, special mercy from Krishna, and in this case, Krishna then will purify our mind, our heart, and consciousness, our senses. It says in our verse in Shrimad-Bhagavatam, Krishna puts a shadow of heaven. Krishna, when he sees the devotee, very honest, sincere devotee, has developed an appearance and a desire to keep associating and hearing with him, then Krishna, as all of them take the world within the heart of the humanity, he glorifies, he destroys all of these desires from the total divine in the heart of his devotee. So the idea is that we're defending austerity, rules, regulations, penance, we're doing all of these things to most for the best of our ability. And obviously we're doing it because of peace and following sources of the spiritual master to please him. To get his mercy, God has given us his prescription, his instructions, and so the degree that we follow that, but the idea that we try to please the Father, we try to please our spiritual master, then we deserve everything but mercy. And the special mercy, Krishna says, is that I will destroy all of this contamination within your heart and your consciousness. That is Krishna's special mercy. So, otherwise, without mercy on our own, we are merely in a covered consciousness, diseased consciousness. So, that explains that without using the spiritual master, the very mercy from God is that there's no question of clinging on to being situated on the boundary of Eastern consciousness, which is from the end to platform. So, she was talking about that. So, Mitzi is required and is to come onto that platform. So, we're preparing the music of the revelations, the austerities, the play on ourselves, with the idea that the mercy of Guru Krishna, that we did not have different kinds of these desires, of these simple desires, of the sort of contamination, of the prevalent within our hearts. I remember when we were new devotees, I knew the lady, and they were talking to Chaitanya, talking to Muslim, about the friends, that clean, you know, having their consciousness, and they explained it with some dusting. So that doesn't sound very different. Well, you know, you just try and add attention, you do a little bit of dusting, and then do the dust from Brahma, and then you appear to Odi, and, you know, it's not pretty easy, you know? So we're just trying to add this there, right? So now all of a sudden, you know, 20, 30 years later, you know, still trying to get into dust, you know? So I'm understanding what kind of dust is that? And I think I asked my spiritual master to do the emails about this. This is crazy. It's sounding so hard. You know, sometimes you're getting blisters in your fingers. You're screaming out loud. Everyone has earphones in. You know, you're trying to train and train them out. And so, how is it that all of this dust is still there in the heart and consciousness? And now that's what is happening. You said dust. This is big. Look at the Himalayan mountains. That is amazing. And don't be mad at me for that. It's not going to get to the Himalayan mountain level of contamination there. So therefore, it's so important to get to such associated with sadhu, guru, righteousness as much as possible, and to heal. I only desire to hear that through the practice of the emanating from the Lotus Temple. In the world, in fact, only desire to purify our heart and our consciousness. So if we do not do that within ourselves, then it's required that we always are fortunate enough and greedy enough to have association of good and pure, sincere Vaishnavas. And that if we should mutually associate with them and hear from them, then that Bhakta or Bhagavata is phenomenal, is not different from Krishna, and then Krishna can enter into the earth and go to the heart and purify the heart and the consciousness. So by that association in the hearing, so the Bhagavata is traveling this first, and most important aspect of the spiritual life. So the hearing really is the same about Krishna from Sri Guru Vaishnavas. This is first. So the Bhagavata, and he's coming on Jalajita, and he's coming to New York, and he's considering and praying in his prayers to Krishna, that Krishna, you know, I'm following his question in my little book, I'm coming. But these people here, in the Western world, especially, they're very much heavy, they're contaminated by stomach room, from the other room. And because of that covering, because of that contamination, then I'm thinking these guys very happy and enjoying. So in that ignorance and contamination, how will it be possible that for the life that accept this Shrimad Bhagavatam? And so he brought that way again, and he was not in the beginning, perhaps in order to introduce how the people speaking to him on the roof trying to have a reason. And who had so much faith in the potency of good and bad, that presence in the form represented in someone penetrated through all the time during, and logically, intoxication, all of the different contaminations having a source, the potency that he practiced in mind, emanating from the lips of pure devotee, this is very, that is a potential, very powerful. And so it can penetrate and material contamination, and enter and be injected into the heart of that humanity. And by that association, by that hearing, the soul will be able to be awakened. So, by that fact, the put faith in her name and tempted, and just depended on her name that he could perform his mercy and his magic by being a gentleman of the conditioned church. And then Paul said, well, after existing here, under the conscious demand from pure personal, and if you have a hardening of consciousness, then you can begin to understand this conscious philosophy and not see your life. And then ultimately, if you hear very peacefully, and then you understand peacefully, consciously, everything else will speak very nicely. Everything else will take care of them very nicely. So primarily, it's Shalom and then Tiffany. This is how to cleanse and purify the heart in the consciousness. The thing, he was contaminated in the room, in the time room, but he was spiritually dead. He could not see anything on the consciousness of Christ. See the suffering of his heart. Therefore, he could be like a lion. He committed offense by not being able to recognize the exhausting position of that mother. And so he tried to understand on which he could be continuing the platform, truths of the platform, Christians for herpes, are also on church of the platform, also on transient of the platform. So it's very, very difficult to understand Krishna, and it's also very difficult to understand Krishna's devotees who are transient and situated, because it's the negative covered and contaminated by tunnel women and land women. And so, instead of covering that blindness, it's very, very difficult to see a trans man popular. Therefore, Peter Hugelman recommitted this great offense and everyone by speaking in such a heavy, intuitive way, offensive way to the man. And that ends up being in such a place of people understanding, he doesn't know you, he doesn't know how long the way the consciousness is, when the faith is, he just simply feeling the body, and he doesn't understand it, he's feeling the body. So he could understand all these things to the beginnings. So he cannot take it seriously. And after the thinking how to purify them, how to help them, how to make them what to realize, what is his mistake, due to his contamination. And I was associated with that. So my last time I certainly was offended by people called something for me. And although everyone was embarrassed and horrified by this offensive criticism, then my last time for me could not take it personally. Because in this way, if you question this person was in complete ignorance, and coming back to my room and other than so he couldn't possibly understand and other than experiences first to commit sinful activity. And I have been touching Jesus Christ and he was being crucified, that he prayed to the Lord and the priest of the Lord, but they don't know what they're doing. You see, so this exhausted position of a national is that they won't do any of these because they understand. Is being delivered by someone who is in pure consciousness. And it says, well, it says that this is in the Kundalini, the Kundalini, and then we think of how it happened. Even in spite of the criticism, but although the person that tolerates, you can understand Krishna doesn't come. And so we have to be able to do it, especially if it's for influence upon the womb and the womb. That we don't try to depend on material emotion or material intelligence or senses to try to step forward to understand what platform different person members are on. Because we don't have to make or fit instruments to understand it. Therefore, it says that the fools are human, but the angels, it is a fear to try. So they are only dependent on our intelligence and material and higher senses, then we can probably be very proud of your animals. If you're proud of your material intelligence and your senses. So you're listening to that, and therefore, because it's good, three dimensional instruments, and then there's a material nature. they have various instruments to understand what's holding up the problem. So therefore, the senses have to become purified, and they have to become transcendental in this situation. Well, it says, we have to purify, it takes on the knowing. So without sufficient purity and spiritual attachment of ourselves, it's highly, very difficult to recognize and understand who is actually surrendering to Krishna and conscious of Krishna and serving Krishna and loving the Krishna. So therefore, we should be careful and we should not mess in and be foolish. The king is very foolish because he was very proud. Because of his position, and because of his real king, and having being, and living, and sentient animal, then he must tell him that he was completely contaminated and covered, and so he was spiritually blind. So he could not see, he could not recognize, and he was in position, in general America. So, is there any questions at this point? So then too long you can see the body at that moment. You couldn't see the soul. So, for example, you matured, the new devotee contaminated your Kamagum, your Adagum, and how in that state or condition can you recognize a pure devotee? That's not possible. It's not possible. If you feel heavy the problem, the Kamagum, and your Adagum, then that means that we are not even going to suffer from them. So let's be situated on transcendental path. So we have to admit that we are blind, that we are contaminated, that our material and time senses are not the instruments to understand who is and what is transcendentally situated. So it's explained that we have all of us. And we can't see. But it's a great part of the eyes. You have this advantage also because you don't recognize how to do it with your eyes. If you recognize who you appear, you hear. So Krishna, Jyoti Guru, Paramatma, he's looking ahead of everything in any. And so the Bible says, many meditations, when we see when Krishna sees the sun is very sincere and very serious for one to understand Krishna and approach Krishna and surrender to Krishna, then he knows the heart of humanity. Also, he is contaminated with all material desires, material passions, all these things that are designed for a good person. And the most of us have the heavy lashes of keeping in mind and starts crying to Krishna. It says, I want you, and you come to me, I want serenity, I want to show you. But the first inspiring part of such a Krishna's mercy is that he sends to you a qualified spiritual master. And then he makes that adventure and gives you the intelligence and faith. And again, particularly calling him to be able to understand. So far, that says, so the head comes two mercies that are called mercy of Krishna and mercy of Krishna and mercy of Guru. But unless you begin to belong to Krishna. So, two mercies are required, so that is one who is very sincere and very serious about understanding the absolute truth, understanding of Krishna, and wanting to surrender to him. But Krishna makes the amazement, and he gives you the intelligence and the faith. So, we have eyes, and we think we can see, but without sun, can we see? so that the parent becomes son and brother to use his eyes from. In the same way, we are depending on mercy from Hashem to the world and mercy from the side of the religion. Their mercy is required in order to be able to recognize them in their position. Which is the mercy. And who gets that mercy, who gets that merciful intelligence and faith, is men both such as very sincere and serious who want to be able to be communicated. Yes, sir. Yes. But you're saying you're sincere for good. You're saying that you're sincere. And if an apology may be made, if they are an answer, provide you with that sincerity and that seriousness for trying to surrender the Krishna, that's what people think you discover. So if one is very serious and very sincere, so the Lord says, and people will be there with him, and he will give you intelligence and faith. Then you'll get a plan for the view. But it says, can I just read you a quick bit what the Lord says from this? Speaking in Tamil, chapter 22, verse 7 to 8, it says, if you surrender to Krishna, then also Krishna's first mercy is that he send his representative. If anyone is serious to surrender to Krishna, then Krishna will help him from within and from without. The being as the superstar, Chaitanya Guru, who will help. And he will dictate, Superstar will dictate that you go to this person. For the Krishna who have a child to this abuse. Then that is a valuable mercy, but Krishna and Krishna's abuse and that guru are you are successful. Two things require, two mercies require. So, in many parts of Bhagavad Gita, says that we will dictate to you, you go to that mission. So the question is for us and for those of you who have our views, are we depending on someone to see? Are we depending on the Chaitanya of Paramatma vision to know that it is there and to give us that intelligence and faith? Is that coming from Krishna? How do we make that choice? It says, and this is Krishna, Kashyapa 316, 187. Krishna will give you intelligence through him, Chaitanya Guru. And Chaitanya Guru notices that the mercy of the spiritual master to the list of Krishna and enters into the present service. How is that reference? And mercy is a bottom line. If you have not found out the spiritual master, but you are, and if you are sincere, then Krishna will take you to a qualified spiritual master. And if you get a qualified spiritual master, then he will take you to Krishna. So both things parallel that you are sincere. Krishna is always sitting within your heart, as a Chaitanya Guru. Is the spiritual master within your heart. And that spiritual master within the heart, he manifests himself externally as the spiritual master. So, as we must seek that intelligence and faith from the Lord within our heart to be completely dependent on him. What purpose is making for those that are giving us intelligence and faith to actually is one of our spiritual master in the book of Quran. one I'll give you is that Jesus only got a minute in the second chapter. God says the Christian reveals himself from within to men who is very serious about realization. Both Joshua and the spiritual master, they have the sincere soul. The spiritual master is the external manifestation of God who is situated in one's heart as a citizen. For a man who is very serious about understanding the supreme personality of God and that citizen immediately he renders assistance by connecting him to a God-like spiritual master. So when one is serious and superior to the Holy, God says he renders assistance to that soul by connecting to him, that's connecting him to a God-like spiritual master. And in this way, the spirituality is held from within and from within. I'm sorry. In my interview, I was speaking on Matthew 5:19-19:32. So the Bible says, if you're sincere, that Israel will be merciful. Listen. Then, who shall advise you? If you're not sincere, this will prevent you that approach such and such a guru. And yet, guru is pleased by the decision. And it's guru is the people. Both from the land, two mercies are in common. So, without sufficient purification and freedom from honorable and resident of following the disinformation, standing, purifying the heart of consciousness, God says, then how will you be purified and have faith and be able to depend on the truth of Christ in the heart? How will you be able to live in it? It's the first mercy of Christ's mercy. He's giving that intelligence. He's giving that faith. So if you are not in sufficient purified consciousness or simplified consciousness, then how will you be able to take that invitation or direction from Krishna, the Christian dictates to you that you should develop the depression. If you call them children. If you are actually sincere, if you actually want Krishna, Krishna is within your heart. Just call Sanhita, negotiate the dream to you. When Krishna sees, here is a sincere soul who wants me. As soon as Krishna sees, here is a sincere person who really wants me, then he will give you a nice view. If you have a really nice, bona fide guru, then by pleasing him, you will get the favor of Krishna. So, I want to close for anyone who wants to see on this channel. And then he gives you intelligence and ability to understand the one to be That's why the GDC doesn't do that anymore. Because you're not dependent. It's so happens is instead of depending on Krishna, then we're just saying, these people told me that he's a pure devotee. And this is surrendered to him, the token of the spiritual master. So this is the point on Krishna. Krishna practice was perceived intelligence and the faith. From within the heart of the beginning, this is the instruction. Yes. We are certified, Krishna certified. You see, one person has said that to me, Prabhupada, after you, who will be the leader, the next leader in Krishna consciousness society? And Sri Prabhupada said, Krishna the Sun. Krishna will say who is those persons, that person of persons. That's a good thing. The parent and through whom he wants to manifest. That's a good thing. The teacher's house did not be something they do. So if you have a Lutheran, she said, I'm going to be a good high reader of Krishna. That's a good thing. That's what the Krishna's going to be. You know, like a teacher that manifests through your life and your life. Yes. Well, I'm just going to the Prabhupada says. You know, you're saying it's an affair of the heart. You're saying that we're not sincere and serious. For wanting to understand Krishna, surrender to Krishna, and Krishna, Prabhupada says, will dictate to you as to the Guru and give you the intelligence and the faith within your own heart. That's what Prabhupada says. Now, it's not subject as what the child is out in the institution. So he's not that says that this one is what happened to you. It's not true. What happened to this one? We don't have institutions to do. But we used to. And then when we certify and give us strength in the process of falling down, and we sense that's going to mean too much. But you have to, it's actually a different point of view. You know, the other side is who's actually a bona fide guru. Okay? He's actually a bona fide guru and he certifies it to himself. It's a separate, different form. My point, and it's kind of what we're talking about, is that one who is sincere and serious for wanting to present this tradition will be given a nice guru, a bona fide guru, an intelligence and faith to understand what that tradition is. Also, thank you, Sri Prabhupada, to say in any of his books or teachings that the institution, the Hollywood, and the guilty rules of the should be in two places for Prabhupada. In any of his teachings, in any of his books, in any of his conversations, any. So, and what he is saying is the actual requirement and the actual process of getting intelligence and faith from Krishna to understand who is a Prabhupada Guru and who is Rupu. We're speaking philosophy. Okay, because we're talking about those instructions, right? Just quoting what Prabhupada says. Okay, why are you making this with a controversial kind of, if you want to have a private conversation with me, we can discuss it. Okay, I might degrade this into an institutional, political, controversial discussion. Just keep it this for me. if it brings it to a controversial institution, nothing. It can easily be misunderstood. I'm not excited. I'm just saying, let's keep it dishonorable. I'm simply building philosophy, our philosophy, and building some part of institutions. And my knowledge as to you is you show me anywhere, in any of our institutions, where he says that you can understand who is a bona fide guru and who is not a bona fide guru by an institution process. Yes. You're going to have to scream. Yeah. Is it spiritual mode of separation from spiritual pursuit devotees, or is it material? Materialism is a concept you have to understand. So, can't they look like anything? The peace of crying, she's got a lot of crying, and separation, rules of separation from Krishna and Krishna's eyes around us. So, that's apparently similar, but it's to have it in all things. One is spiritual emotion, and the other is mundane material emotion under the rule of time. I'm going to take a look at the body. Thank you.